Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can a player play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out. Coming to you live, you know, Can a Player Play? 2:30 every Sunday, me and the usual suspect, Mr. K Dizzle. K Dizzle, are you with me, brother?
Yeah, I'm riding right here with the windows down and the air conditioning on and the show up so I can hear everything that we're talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Man, it's a blessing to be here again on the show. We want to thank everybody who's taking the time to tune in and listen to us. We want to thank everybody who checks us out in the archives. We want to thank everybody who's supporting the movement. And if you are not supporting the movement, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying?
And we definitely want to thank those that went out and got the books. We want to thank y'all twice.
That's for sure, my brother. That's for sure. Kate, there's a go on and tell the good folks the topic of the show today.
Today, we're talking about what are the makings of a good man. Or woman, we can't leave y'all out. You know, what is your criteria? What does your radar pick up? What do you see? What are your qualifications? You know what I'm saying? How do you rate a man, a woman? Or do you qualify them at all? That's what we're talking about today. What are the makings of a good man or woman?
That's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody has their own definition of what a good man or a good woman should or should not be. Some of these things are realistic. Some of them are unrealistic. How much time do you spend defining who and what it is you consider a good man or woman? Some brothers will say, oh, a good woman is a sexy woman. And that's it. That's what
So a woman will say, he a good man. It don't matter if he's a pedophile. He got a job.
You had to get sick with it, didn't you? I ain't never heard no woman say he got a job. I don't care if he a pedophile, K. Diddy. Come on now.
Well, how many, okay, briefly, and then we're going to get back on the real, real topic. But how many times do you see in the news where some woman has known that that man has been abusing that child in a no-no way and never speak out about it? What is that?
Well,
ain't that the same thing?
It is the same thing. It would take you to get all deep in the first 2 minutes of the conversation to bring up some stuff like that.
I'm just saying, since we're talking about what defines a good man and woman, I just think there's some people out there that might define, just because he got a job, might qualify him as being a good man. I didn't say I agreed with that.
You're absolutely right. That reminds me of a scene I was discussing with my good folks, TNA, the other day, a scene from the movie Precious, when, you know, Monique in there talking to the social worker, and she was fully aware that this man was molesting his daughter, but all she was concerned about was, what about me? What about
see,
you,
but,
woman?
But see, you kind of making my point. In her mind, that was okay. That was what is it? I don't know, man. I can't even say. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about today. What defines a good man or woman? Because we'd like to hear from y'all.
Absolutely. To all the folks in the chat room, make sure you chime in and give us your opinion, too. We love everybody's opinion. You know, we're going to start off with the brothers today because a lot of times us brothers, we grew up without father figures. We grew up without positive role models. And so we don't really know what it takes to be a good man. And a lot of times us brothers never take the time to truly find out what are the criteria of being a good man, because in order to find these things out, we have to grow. We have to change our ways. We have to take time to look into ourselves and see our own shortcomings. But most men, unless you want some realistic stuff, like earlier off the air, I was talking to K. Diddy about a certain personal situation, and he made one of the most honest statements I had ever heard. And he basically came down to like, well, you know, if it's them or me, I'm a damn sure look out for me. Most people would not say that. They would have, you know, played their little machismo role like I'm down for whatever, whenever, wherever, whoever, till the wheels fall off, until the situation changed, and that's the same person sitting across from you talking about, I know exactly what happened, and I'm ready to testify. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna keep it moving. Gentlemen, to define yourself as a good man, first of all, you have to be a good man to yourself. So if you're engaging in self-destructive behavior, if you're engaging in behavior that's not for your betterment, you're not being a good man. Because if you're doing BS, BS is going to surround you, and BS is going to work its way down to your family and your relationship. Do you agree or disagree, K. Diddy?
I totally disagree, because what you put out in the universe, it come back, you know. It definitely comes back, you know what I'm saying? There's just no way around it. There's no way around it.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that this whole playerology movement that we're trying to build is about. It's about really defining and fine-tuning what it takes to be a man in today's society. A lot of us young men born in the 70s and 80s, or I'm going to say even the late 60s, there is a major generational gap, whereas a lot of us grew up with our fathers and uncles for whatever reason. There's so many reasons we could list, but that's for another show. So we're having a difficult time defining what and who we are. And we find it even more difficult at times to express the man that's inside of us to our significant other or our children. If you're a good father, a good husband, a good brother, a good son, there's certain things that you must express and do to show these things. A lot of times, us men build our definition of what a good man is based upon what women done told us, or based upon what our mama done told us. But we ain't never sat down to define who we are as a man.
What about the fictional characters that they see on TV that they pattern themselves after?
Oh, absolutely. Why are you trying to jump all out in front? You know, I got a script here, dog. I got a script here that I'm working on, and that was my phase three, and you already done took my phase three into my phase one. But you're right. There is a lot of fictional characters that us, especially, I'm going to say the urban male, and by saying the urban male, that can mean black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. Because the urban male is far and wide across race lines right now. But the urban male, a lot of what we base ourselves upon are fictional characters. Characters we've seen on a screen. Characters we played on video games. Characters in the neighborhood who we looked up to, while truth and fact, we should have reviled those people. Because we have based our whole life on this image of what we thought this person to be, and behind closed doors, this brother got lace in his drawers. But you just thought he was super gangster. not known behind closed doors, he was wearing satin panties and bras and stuff. Not that we judging him, but these are ill-conceived notions.
I was just finna ask you, when did they say they couldn't be no gay gangsters?
Say that again, K. Diddy.
I was just finna ask you, when did they say they couldn't be no gay gangsters?
I think there's an unwritten rule to that, though, that there was at some point that couldn't be a gay gangster.
I don't know, man. Maybe that'd be another show that we can have in New York, but I don't even know if I want to do that show. I think we might need to keep that myth alive that you know what I'm saying, gangsters ain't gay.
We might have to do a show on that. Gay gangsters. And first of all, let me put the public service announcement out there that we are not in any way homophobic on this show. We're not knocking anybody for being gay. We're just talking about be who you are. If that's who you are, that's who you are. But if you over here perpetrating like you gangster, and you got on lace panties and a bra under the khakis, we got to question that.
Well, that's the gay gangster.
You know what I mean? I'm not sure how we got on the gay gangster, but that's the show we're going to probably have to know now that you done brought it up.
Oh, shit.
Now that you done brought it up, we got to do a show about the gay gangsters now. But you know, getting back to today's topic, this is very meaningful to me. Because of what I'm going through, I'm willing to share with the world because there were certain premises upon which I based myself as I was a growing, evolving young man. That's where the name Pretty Tony came from. I based it on a certain premise of what I saw myself to be, what I thought was best for me. But at the end of the day, what separated me from most is that you got to take the time to define and refine yourself. You understand? Even with this whole playology thing, even though we're teaching you the game, first and foremost, we're trying to teach you about the game of life, which a lot of my brothers don't have nobody trying to teach them about the game of life. And even if it is somebody talking to us, we ain't really looking at them because you're not from my side of the fence, dog. You don't know what I've been through. So I'm already tuning you out. So since I come from that side of the fence and I have that swagger and I'm still learning, I want to share so that hopefully somebody can pick up on what we're talking about. My brothers and my sisters, I'm going to put this out there for my sisters because we're going to get to y'all in a moment. You have got to refine yourself and you have got to define yourself. You got to have certain core beliefs that are for the betterment of yourself, not to your destruction, not to your demise. Real talk, man. Anyway, I'm going to let K. Dizzle Esquire expound on that for a moment. Bless him, K. Dizzle.
Well, you said exactly the truth. I mean, this whole journey of life is to be productive. You know, each and every one of us should try to strive to be the best individual we could be. And the hardest thing that we could confront is checking and correcting our star player. You know, it's real easy to point a finger at somebody else and find flaws and fault in somebody else, but how often do we look at ourselves and say we need to fix something and seriously put a plan in motion to correct that, you know? And we do, you know, each and every one of us are a product of our environment, and I can't say it any plainer than that. You are what you've been exposed to, period. You know, be it your mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, cousins, next door neighbor, guy, girl across the street, your teachers, the ones that even taught us misinformation, the lack of information and the information that we gave us. You know, it's still an ongoing process, and the trick to all this thing is being able to navigate, pay attention, be aware of your surroundings, at all times, and if you get one hickey on your head, you don't have to get two. So let's wake up, brethren, sisterin. I mean, we could fix ourselves. We can't fix everybody. So quit trying to save the world and save your own dumb self. That's from Kay Gizzle.
And I don't want to misquote it, but I think it was Gandhi who once said that we must become the change that we hope to see. I think it was Gandhi who did say that. And, you know, I think Leo Tolstoy once wrote that most men want to change the world, but few men want to change themselves. And if I misquoted those names, forgive me. Forget the names, just deal with the message. Because the message is honest and it's raw and it's pure. And that's what, you know, the show is about today, defining ourselves as men and women. But brothers, you know, Pretty Tone, the whole movement is primarily for the brothers, because I want my brothers to understand ourselves. We got to look into ourselves so that we can better those that are around us, you know? And that's one of the defining moments in a man's life, is when he begins to define himself. And they're going to be the naysayers, and they're going to be those who don't want you to polish it up a little bit, be a little bit better than you were yesterday. But you have got to put the work in so that you can have the making of a good man. And be honest with yourself. Say, there's the sun don't rise, shine, and set on me. But I do participate in the sunlight. And that is one of the first lessons I want to put out there. Take it from your boy. You got to start defining yourself. More importantly, you got to start refining yourself. And one of the big questions that I always tell men to ask themselves, because a lot of us are truly confused when it comes to what exactly is it I want from members of the opposite sex. And it wasn't until one day when I was listening to a song when those words hit me that they became meaningful. Because most of us go through life basing the decisions we make upon what we are as men on our dicks. You understand what I'm saying? But the question is, what is it you truly want from a significant other? Because on some real issue, you can't be a player forever. There's going to come a day when the looks start going, the six-pack start fading away, the muscles start going. You understand? The swagger done went down, and you look around you, and there's nothing. Because women have accepted you for who and what you are, and there's nobody in your corner. Trust your boy Pretty Tony on this. So if you want to be, you know, a player, if you be a gangster, whatever it is, make your mind up as to who and what you want to be, but make sure you're basing these choices on what's best for you. And also remember, you got seeds that you've planted in this world. And if the best somebody can say about their daddy at his funeral is, man, daddy could drink anybody under the table, you have not left much of a legacy behind. But we're going to take a quick little musical break, and what we probably need to do is hit them with some world movement funk, K-Dizzle, and if we have anybody on the line, press the number one, jump in the conversation, 646-929-2870.
All right, here's something a little different by this gentleman named David Cole. Somebody had me put my A on this, and I kind of like this. Y'all check it out.
Straight from the heart to you. Girl, you know, you make me feel brand new. Over and over and over again. Sweet lady, Miss Lynn, I got something to tell you. Listen to me, yeah. On my mind, I elected to keep my feelings well protected. I acted like a fool, trying to hide my heart from you. And never have I felt this way. or have the nerve to say, girl, I'm so into you, so into you,
into you.
Though I may not show it, I'm so into you, so into you,
into you.
I open up my heart to you,
into you, into you, into you.
As a boy, I grew up feeling lonely and never in love. Now I've just begun to understand to find romance, and I'm hoping you'll understand this lonely man. Girl, I'm so into you, I'm so into you, help me feel easy. My trust into you,
into you, into you, into you.
Oh, honey, you're the one. Yes, it's true. I want to experience my love with you, and I'm hoping you can get.
I apologize. We're back. I had to cut that one short, man, because I got tired of So Into You, because that's what make men and women go crazy.
That's what make who go crazy?
Men and women go crazy. They get so into somebody, and they forget who they are, and then somebody might say, oh, that man Tony, he's just a good old man. He don't work, though. He don't do nothing, but he's just a good old man.
And that statement right there is what the question we're asking today is, what exactly does that mean? You know what I mean? And I was riding up on the fellas. Now it's time for me to turn my attention to the ladies. I'm putting this out there to the brothers. What exactly is a good woman? What do you consider a good woman to be? Somebody who puts up with your shit? You know what I mean? What is a good woman?
Somebody
who knows how to cook. Is that all it takes to define a good woman? Is it that, you know what I mean, she got some good goody good, you know, or she lets you use her car? What does it take for you to look at a woman and say, that's a good woman right there, man? Because in my book, I have a simple definition, man. Stripes are earned, they're not given, for both men and women. And if we're going to be together, it's up to me to show you that I can be a good man, and it's up to you to show me you can be a good woman. I can't just take your word. And if we are in a decent relationship, some measure of decency must be in there. And I think that's not made and said enough in the urban community. You know, we just meet somebody Monday, yeah, that's my boo. Then by the time you look up, your boo pregnant. Or by the time you look up, you pregnant by your boo. And you don't even know your boo last name. But y'all deep off a relationship. You know what I mean? That's K. Diddy right there. Yeah, that's my boo. I've been with him 3 years. Okay, that's K. Diddy. And what's his name? K. Diddy.
Oh, man, I guess I'm laughing, boy, because listen, women, should I say even fellas, even both of them, quit trying to compare your new person against something that somebody else did or did not do, or quit trying to tell your woman she need to be like this or like that, and you ain't never had a woman like this or like that before.
Straight up.
I mean, that's crazy.
straight up, and that's some real ish right there. And that's being as truthful as one can be, because we're all guilty of it, men and women. You're trying to hold somebody else up to somebody else's faults or somebody else that you think you should be with. You know what I mean? Nah, we're in the moment. Let's make this moment right here work, because we done made a decision to be together. All we got is this moment. So it's either we going to engage in joy or we going to engage in misery.
And
I don't
Lord,
do misery well, man, because I damn sure don't want to be in that. You know, they talking about misery, love company. F you and your company, misery, on some real ish.
Keep that over there.
Straight up. A brother done seen enough misery. I'm trying to have some good moments in this life, gentlemen. And I'm really talking to my brothers out there, because a lot of y'all get a good woman and don't know what to do with her because you've never had one. So you play games and you do stupid things till this good person is gone out of your life. Then regret kicks in, then anger kicks in, and jealousy kicks in. Oh, she done moved on and she giving that goodness. And when I refer to the goodness, for you knuckleheads out there, I'm damn sure not talking about her private parts. I'm talking about the goodness that was in her heart and the goodness that was in her soul for you. Somebody who genuinely cared about you, man. But because you was listening to Tom, Dick, and Harry, oh, you soft, Nick, you soft. Now she gone, and you still looking at these two knuckleheads. And they still ain't got nobody.
You know, they had you hanging out all night, with them, because they didn't have nobody to go home to. Now they got you just like them with nobody to go home to.
Oh, put it out there, K-Dizzle. That's what you get right here on Tanner Player Play. Real talk. Had you out there all night, knowing that your good woman was at home. You're not missing nothing, dog. And there are those that we keep around us sometimes who we base a lot of our life decisions on, who are some of the dumbest people we know.
They shit is all dysfunctional and crazy.
Their whole shit is dysfunctional. And you've let this good woman slip right through your fingers, man.
And they telling you, well, I remember back in 2003 when me and Judy Jane was together. Fool, you ain't even had a relationship in 8 years, so how could you tell anybody anything about anything?
Same thing for the woman. Ladies, and I put this in the new book, you know what I mean? The revised edition of Playology. Matter of fact, Kay Dizzle, Playology ready for the road, right? Or in about another week?
No, they'll be able to get it this week.
You know what I mean? The new edition of Playology, because I got a lot of emails from female, somebody, you didn't put nothing in there for women. We've revised it, and we've put more game in it. Playology 2.0 hitting the market this week. In there I put, ladies, how are somebody who ain't got nobody going to tell you how to be with somebody? Real talk. You're sitting up listening
hello.
To your own girl.
This is when the light's supposed to go off, ladies.
You know what I mean? She ain't had a good relationship as long as you've known her. But you got her all up in your Kool-Aid, telling you, well, girl this, well, girl that. And you so blind that you never stop to look like, hold on, let me ask you something. When's the last time you've had a good relationship? If you ain't never had one, how you know the makings of one? Once again, K. Diddy said, product of my environment now. Pretty Tone laying this new one. I'm going to patent this one out there for y'all. We are products of our experiences. You understand? We are products of our expectations. You feel me? If you ain't never had a man who was halfway decent to you, you would know what it feels like. But you all up in your homegirl business, and she actually listening. Like Kanye West said in the song, OMG, you listen to that? I ain't going to say the other words.
Well, they say common sense is not common, and a lot of times the blind do lead the blind. You know, they just don't guarantee what they're leading you into.
You know, I mean, just the same homegirl that out in the nightclub looking for love, and you're like, yeah, girl, I done found somebody, and you talk to her a week later, What happened with Charles? Girl, he wasn't nothing. So you're back to square one, huh? But you're still over here commenting on this girl.
Wait a minute. She done gave up some booty for a happy meal and a movie.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Damn, you done fixed up over here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
And, you know, I'm just putting it out there because one thing about this life, reality is reality, man. And we can boo-diddle and bow-rattle. You know what I mean? We can powder-puff, flip things around, turn things upside down, all we want to. But the reality of this life is sometimes, you know how they say you can't miss what you never had? You can't comment on what you ain't never had. If you ain't never known a good relationship, you can't speak on one. Same thing for the fellas. You're listening to your homeboy who's been messing around for years.
But that is funny, though, man. People usually comment a lot and have very little or none life experiences. But they sure have a whole lot of input on things. That's amazing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So that's what we're talking about today, man. The makings of a good man and a good woman. What exactly are the makings of a good man or a good woman?
It's gotta be more than a good job. It's more than it's gotta be sex. It's gotta be more than any singular thing. I would think. Wouldn't it take a combination of things? You know, inclusive of personality, goals, common attraction, and. Then all those things apply? Is that a yes or a no to that?
And meeting on common ground. We've got to have a little bit more than that. You understand what I'm saying? We have to be able to actually meet on common ground and see the big picture of what we want our relationship to be.
Yeah, and I think with that common ground, I think that's where the initial respect is garnered right there because, I think
you
everybody...
You got to have respect. That's another thing. We got to have respect in a relationship. I got to know when to shut up and listen to you, and so do you. I can't constantly be over-talking. Sometimes I got to play the background and be like, okay, it's best to be quiet right now.
Yeah, we need to learn how to get out of our own way. That's a good one. You got to learn how to get out of your own way. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen. Definitely can get an amen on that, brother. Definitely can get an amen on that. You know what I'm saying? 646-929-2870 is the number. Give us a call. Express your opinion. Say something in the chat room if you choose to. K-Dizzle?
Yeah.
One of those musical moments, my brother. Give him a little bit of music. Something nice.
I want something. Today's Sunday, man. Can I do a little something by Praise Master G? Put a little.
Yeah, do something by Praise Master G.
Little funky religion up in some folks. Y'all put your ears on this and we'll be right back. Kind of play a play.
Ha! Oh, yeah! Testimony Tower. I wish I had a choice up in here. Come on, Sam. Yeah! Off the beat. Yo, bro, check it out. You need to get with this type I'm talking about. He's the great I am. That's all you need to know. The real Doc Fire, but you don't hear that out. Protector, supporter, sustainer, provider, alpha and omega, a.k.a. Jehovah's Ladder. So stand up, raise your hands and let your voices ring. Lord, I wish I had somebody to help me sing.
Never cease to amaze me. Never, ever cease to amaze me. You understand? And I want to express our gratitude to everybody who's taken time to check us out. We really love y'all, man. For everybody that's taken time, you know what I mean? It's been an uphill battle for me and my man, K Dizzle, right here, as we try to grow this, you know, playerology movement. Two brothers out here trying to do positive things, and I think that too many of us are not engaged in trying to do positive things in our individual lives so that we can spread positive energy out there into the world. Too many people are beacons of darkness. You got to have a measure of light to you if you want blessings to come to you. And that's what we're about. That's what we're trying to talk about. We could be on here with some drama-filled show talking about that ain't my baby and I ain't your baby daddy. But we'd rather today to be talking about the makings of a good man and a good woman, because these are very important to everybody out there, because we all scream it. We want somebody good in our lives. But do we truly know what it takes to be that? K Dizzle, where you at?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just finna say it's all important, man, to be righteous yourself, you know. How could you want and expect somebody good if you're not good yourself? You know, you have to purge your own heart, you know. Purge your own heart and just start thinking with a righteous mind, you know. And fair is good, you know. Fair is always good, you know. And it's always good to step back if you're not clear on a situation. Step back and count to 10 before you point fingers and find fault in a situation, because it might not even be that way. It might even be you.
Straight up. Yes, indeed. So what are the makings of a good man or a good woman? Can a player play? You know how we do on here. K. Dizzle always likes to remind me that we don't spend enough time letting people know that there's more to us, you know. They need to know more about the music. They need to know more about the publishing. You know, I want to make sure on today's show I throw it out there that World Movement Publishing is official. If you got a story you think you want to tell, we have the capabilities of getting your work out there. Holla at us.
Worldwide.
You know,
worldwide.
You know what I mean? The proof is in the pudding. Just Google the word playology. Look up player, step your game up. Look up who is she and what is she to you, and you get the movement. We're also working on the movie tip right now. We got the movie stuff. We're getting it together. The music is already out there. More albums to come. Check us out, man. We're not over here tooting our own horn, but K. Dizzle and myself have spent a lot of time putting in work on ourselves. And if there's anything we want any a brother who listens to this show to get, is you get out what you put in, and the first thing you need to put into is yourself. All of us got issues from yesteryear. All of us got issues from, you know what I mean, we chose to, you know, the first hood rat who broke us off some, we kind of fell for her, you know, because we weren't seasoned veterans in the game and didn't even realize, going back to last week's show, is how dealing with that situation.
I just thought of something funny, man, because the first time I got some, I didn't even know I was supposed to insert it in nothing.
That's what I'm saying. So you man enough to admit that. A lot of brothers, yeah, you know what I mean, I've been handling this since I was drinking Similac. Nah, brother, we were all rookies at some point. Let's be on some real ish. You know what I mean? A lot of brothers out there, yeah, well, you know, I go 3 hours. The average man goes 15, 20 to 30 minutes, you know, maybe an hour. Some men can go for 2-3 hours. The older you get, the harder that becomes, because that's a lot of energy. So be on some real ish. It is what it is, man. That's what we over here talking about. You got to define
yourself. You'd be surprised what you could do with a couple popsicle sticks.
That's way too much information, dog. But I'm going to keep it moving. I would definitely keep it moving, you know. Brothers, please, take time to refine yourself. Take time to define yourself. My man K. Dizzle has this statement he always tells me. I think it's metal sharpens metal, men sharpen men. Ain't that what you always tell me, brother?
Yeah, it was close. Steel sharpens steel, men sharpen men.
You know what I'm saying? And as men, enough of us are not taking any time to sharpen ourselves up. You can't go through life basing your whole life on a fictional character, a music video, a rapper who is a character. You know what I mean? His name is OG, triple OG, double shot, buckshot. And you are screaming out his name. This is a character OG, triple OG, buckshot created. I didn't want to throw no real rapper's name out there because, you know, they might have issue. Then we got to get to clicking and clacking. I'm just saying. You can't
with that
life.
Hey, look, with that name you just came up, I'm sure you didn't miss somebody.
You know what I'm saying? You can't base your life on a music video, a rap character. Ladies, you can't base your life on fictional characters. You can't base your life on romance novels. You can't base your life on fantasy. You know, sometimes a good brother come along and he's a little rough around the edges. You don't even take the time like, okay, I can work with him. But instead, you want to run to a guy who you think is a perfect man, not knowing there's problems that come with having a brother who's just too perfect. You know? We all need to work with each other. And if I can bring some joy to your life, or you can bring some joy to my life, that's what we should be about. I'm a believer in joy, man. I preach that all the time because I have to preach it to myself all the time. I am a firm believer in joy. I tell parents, it is your job to make sure your kids are happy so that they can have good memories to build themselves on. Because those of us who have bad memories know the side effects of bad memories. Real talk, man. That's what we're about on this show.
And y'all stick and stay. We'll be right back. That sound good right there, didn't it?
I like
that.
My
mama once said, take your time, young man. I heard my mama say, don't you rush to get old. My mama once said, live your life. Live your life.
It's your boy Lil Diggs, man. Chi-Town's best.
You know who it be, it's your boy Gorilla B-R-A-C-K. Compton's finest, hook it up with Chi-Town.
Yeah,
back to the westbound, you know.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. Mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Time is what I said to my mama before I left my hometown Chicago. When alone is what my cousin said to me right before we hit the traffic, pushed the G. Now we pushed away in Texas, we pushed away in Georgia, we pushed away in, now we pushed away in Florida. Worked my way to the whole East Coast and back round to Chi-Town. Mama said, mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mother Haitian, father is Dominican. So I get someone in a million. Push weight with a drive like amphibian. Money gets me high like adrenaline. So they hustle, coca, you hustle, ganja, he hustle, flex, hustle, my soul. So when they can go pop, these people stop, and everybody look around, screaming, mama. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters.
gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. Mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like money. Especially gangsters who love money.
Always had dreams of M16, colors of green for fucking HDs and shit. Tahoes and 24s, jet skis and shit. Who else gon' feed my motherfucking seeds and shit? Mom said, make me proud, make something love yourself. Don't let the cracker trap your ass, put you back up on the shelf. I'm trying to see dough, fuck my PO and the DA. I got a few gallons, yo, I'm headed up to DA. And I ain't talking Aquafina. I dip you a stick, you moonwalk like Michael Jackson and beat it. Then they gave me back my freedom, they done set my ass free. I'm on some rap, back can up a bitch like Sugar Free. When I'm breezing through the streets, I keep a gun long as Compton Boulevard. If there's problems, yo, I promise it's gon' bark. Champagne wishes, caviar dreams, hand grenades and mad stitches just handed out to your teens.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money.
It's classic big stuff on the track.
My mama Welcome. Told me, boy, to watch out for the fast girls.
Who am I? I'm Terrence Martin. No, not Terrence. Not Terrence. Terrence Martin. Oh, that's Overdose over there, baby. Oh, him with the P.I.? That's Wiz Khalifa. Yeah.
You know I'm high, so I die when I roast it. Walk right past you, nigga, I don't know. Brought a couple G's and my niggas all G's. I'm just really trying to see what a couple of these hoes do. Got a bottle in my hand and a blunt too. Little model act bad, but she want to. Heard I got ends, yeah, that money I spend. Tell her if she got friends and she rolling, they can come too. Yeah, but don't say shit. Love how your ass move like an earthquake hit. Cushion my lungs, I'm higher than a spaceship. Hit the color diamonds in my chain on some spaceship. You should be drinking to fill your cup. Don't know about you, but me, I'm getting fucked up. And if things go how I need them to go, I'ma have me a bad little bitch in my truck. Yeah. Fitting in my chucks on. Looking for a bad bitch so I can get sucked on. Need me a champion, shorty gotta win. Drinking all night, no matter what I gotta spend. Homie, I get high so a nigga just sensitive. And I'm real flat so my hoes are expensive. I'm a young guy, getting dumb riches. So I don't got time for the hood rap bitches. Yeah, see how I ball, no fade away. These yellow diamonds in my trunk, why the haters hate? Them hoes fight for your boy like Flavor Flav. Take you home, bend you over like a paper plate. You look good in your outfit. I'm trying to see how that thing look when you're out of it. I'm gonna live how I live, take a bad little bitch to the crib. Yeah.
Since I don't know what else to say, I guess I just roll up another.
You know I'm high,
high till I die when I roll through. Don't wear fitted tone, boy, cause my fro suit big like Goku. But I keep a bitch on my team with an ass so big that her jeans wears like a boat shoe. And she with the function, so you could probably poke too. Baby, leave your weed at home, cause we don't smoke boot. Bless me with some dope while I roll too. And I'ma stroke that thing like a real don't supposed to.
Since I don't know what else to say, I guess I'll just roll up another one. Since I don't know what else to say, I guess I'll just roll up another one.
Here, my dear. Paris Martin, overdose, and with Felicia. Man, let's play my horn. Mr. Kenneth Crosser, in the road. Double.
Yeah, you know. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Love, that's what. Yeah, you can hear the horns in the background. Real sexy. I know y'all like them horns in the background. That was real smooth right there. Welcome back to the show. Can a player play? Your boy Pretty Tone right here with you, loving you as always, along with my usual sidekick, my road dog, my mentor, the elder statesman, and all the other wonderful things he likes to be called, Sir Diddy Esquire, the elixir of love.
Yeah, yeah, I'm glad we're not cell buddies.
I'm gonna just go entirely because I don't know where that came from. But ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show.
Well, if you ain't a good man, that means you're a bad man. If you're a bad man, your ass might be locked up.
Nah, but sometimes good men do bad things, and sometimes bad men do good things. It ain't that cut and dry. As society would like us to believe, sometimes good men do make bad decisions. You can't be perfect all the time. You figure, tell me? So, as we're creeping down to the end of the show, I want to make sure I put this out there for my fellas. Yesterday's mistakes don't define your life. Real talk. You can be a better man than you were yesterday. You can be a better man than your daddy ever was, or your stepdaddy, or your homeboy, whoever was telling you the dumb stuff. Get knowledge. Knowledge. Okay. Knowledge is freedom. Knowledge frees you from the shackles of yesteryear. Knowledge takes you away from the mistakes of yesteryear. And yeah, when you've made mistakes, you learn from them. You grow from them so you can be a better man for today and a better man for tomorrow. Maybe your mama told you, maybe your ex-wife, your first baby mama told you that you were this and you were that. And you grow to believe some of that stuff. You can be better, man. Trust me, I'm living proof. I'm a better man than I was yesterday. That's what I live for each day. That's what it takes to be a good man. Because the first person you got to be good to is yourself. K. Diddy, give him some wisdom.
Absolutely. Come back next week, same time, 2:30. Can a player play? WorldMovement.com. Players University, SYGU.com. Go get the books. Who is she? What is she to you? Play out. Step your game up. Hit us up, Twitter, Facebook, you know who we are, get at us, and we'll give you the best of what we